Hallelujah. A saying, a phrase that hasn't changed throughout time, and it crosses over nationalities and races. It doesn't need to be translated. We all know what hallelujah or alleluia means. And the songs that we've chosen tonight come from a wide variety of countries, of people groups, come from a wide variety of time periods. It's spread throughout. But the one thing that ties all of these songs together is that theme of hallelujah, or of praising Jehovah. And that's what our goal is, and we invite you to join us in singing hallelujah to Jesus this evening.
Thank you. spirit unto thee. Heart and mind, possessions, Lord, I offer unto thee. Thou art the way, the truth.
Un palacio tengo allá más lindo que el sol.
Un palacio tengo allá más lindo que el sol.
Con mi buen Jesús.
Bendito Cristo, contigo estaré.
Bendito Cristo, contigo estaré.
Bendito Cristo, contigo estaré.
Yes.
Pata Pan isn't the only non-typical song that we're doing. We usually do Christmas songs, but we did it for our rhythm class in Music 1. Our next song, though, Ani Ma Amin, is a little bit of a different type of song for us as well, also. It won't do you a whole lot of good to be paying attention to the words of the song, but I do want you to pay attention to the narration. Be listening to that, because in this song, or in the narration, you will find two different kinds of tragedies. There are two different tragedies in this song. Ani Ma Amin.
I need
All right, so at this point in the evening, we traditionally have one of our seniors come up and give a short speech. And so this evening, we will look to Joseph Miller to give us his speech.
How hard is it really to be grateful? How do you tend to be in your life? Are you always grateful? Do you notice the many blessings that God gives you every day? Or are you like me, that can often take blessings for granted and not remember to thank the Lord or others? This evening, I would like to look at the subject of gratitude and how we can learn to focus on the positive, choose to be grateful, and give thanks in all circumstances. First of all, a common problem we have is focusing on the negative experiences in life. Some of us have kind of an Eeyore mentality where we only focus on the bad things that happen to us. This can make us very miserable and depressing people. But many of us do this very thing. We are so stuck on the negative that we are oblivious to the many blessings and gifts we receive every day. We all experience difficult circumstances, which can be depressing if we focus on them, but we don't have to be overcome by them. We should instead choose to focus on the positive. Gratitude for the blessings I do have can make the negative circumstances look less daunting. So how do we get out of this depressing mindset? We should learn to stop and notice instead the blessings and gifts God gives us. By recognizing even the simple things in everyday life, health, a new day, rain, sunshine, friends, or even life itself, these and many, many others are blessings we may take for granted. When is the last time you were really grateful for the nice weather or your family or springtime? The list could go on, but I think you get the point. We aren't always that grateful. We can change, however. Is it really that hard to thank God for these daily gifts? How about the people around us? Do we always thank them? We can change by not only choosing to notice, but to express gratitude for those things. So what does it take to express our gratitude? It may be as simple as thanking God and the people around us for the things they do for us. This is fairly easy in good times, but can be harder in difficult circumstances. So let's look to Scripture for some insight on this. Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 that we should give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. This is in all circumstances. Philippians 4:4 also says to rejoice in the Lord always. These commands to rejoice and give thanks are not just for during the good times, but for always, even in the bad ones. To do that, however, we must make a conscious choice to be grateful at all times. If you want to be a truly grateful person, you must make some deliberate choices. You must choose to focus on the positive, to notice the blessings around you, and choose to be grateful in all circumstances. Choosing gratitude can change you from being an Eeyore to a pleasant and positive person that can be a blessing to others. Let's choose to make gratitude a bigger part of our life, which will make life much more pleasant for ourselves as well as for those around us. Thank you.
Would you please turn into your songbooks to number 523. Fight the good fight with all thy might.
take this opportunity on behalf of Pilgrim Schools to thank you for your support in the many different ways that you have shown it over the past year. We truly are blessed to have a community that supports and encourages the schools. So we want to thank you and bless you for those ways that you encourage us. This time we'll continue.
Sing to the Lord of harvest, sing songs of love and praise, with joyful hearts and voices your alleluias raise. I am the rolling seasons in fruitful order move. Sing to the Lord of harvest a song of
my soul can the earth I will cry to thee. When my heart is faint, oh, hear my prayer, oh, hear my prayer, my prayer. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. Thou hast been a shelter for me. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. Thou hast been a shelter for me.
I want to meet my Jesus. I'm going to live with God.
We close with one more, Hallelujah. And then after this song, we'll turn the time back over to the moderator.